This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you found yourself on a flight recently, knees jammed to your nostrils, consider this. An airline based in the United Arab Emirates is offering what amounts to an apartment on an airplane. Nova Sappho has more.
They call it the residence.
This is the ultimate in luxury.
A video tour produced by Etihad Airlines shows off their new apartment in the sky, complete with a living room, bathroom, bedroom, and a butler.
This is what you would expect if you were staying at the finest hotel, or if you're on a super yacht, or traveling by private jet.
And that gives you an idea of the customers Etihad Airlines is trying to reach. The apartment in the sky costs $20,000 for a one-way ticket. A hefty price tag, but not for the wealthy in the Persian Gulf states.
These are societies where there are some of the highest proportion of millionaires and billionaires per capita anywhere in the world.
David Andrew Weinberg is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He specializes in the Persian Gulf region and says the big airlines in that part of the world have royal ties.
All of these are prestige projects for principalities in the Gulf. It's an outbidding contest of who can build the most luxurious new feature.
But Weinberg says the airlines are part of an effort to build up industries that can take over once the current source of wealth, oil, runs out. The 10-year-old Etihad Airlines became profitable only a couple of years ago, and it's competing with a host of international carriers, all trying to out-luxury each other. Andrew Schmall is an airline industry consultant with the firm Strategy And.
International airlines are leading the way in super premium services.
Schmall says increasingly those services are trickling down to U.S. carriers.
Such as lie-flat beds, higher-end cuisine, where you can select your meal rather than just accept the meal given to you.
U.S. carriers are also offering luxury cars that ferry passengers between connecting flights. Meanwhile, Etihad's competitor, Emirates Airlines, says it too will offer apartments in the sky on some of its planes. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.